It's the 23rd of July 2026. I'm down at Bourke Street Mall in the lead up to the AEU, the Australian Education Union rally. This is about pushing for better conditions, a transformative EBA across the public education sector. Why are you here today? Can I ask you that?
Yeah. We're here to send a message to government that it's time to fully fund our schools, that it's time to put a decent offer to teachers, because the problems the profession is facing, the staff shortages, the pressure that staff are facing in schools, the exhaustion, the burnout, it's meaning that our students aren't being able to achieve their best, and ultimately that's what it's all about and that's what we want.
Yeah, and the last offer was considerably better than the previous offers, I'll have to say, because it was actually affecting the meeting loads and stuff like that, but and also giving some concern for the professional support staff, but it was still voted down. So a transformational EBA is what you want?
I think we need to have an EBA and a funding system that meets the needs of students and meets the needs of teachers. Members obviously felt the last offer didn't do that. I trust their judgment, and my hope is that our action today will encourage the government to see sense and to put something in place, both a funding model and an EBA that genuinely meets the needs of teachers, ES, school leaders and students.
Now, there's been a lot of work towards getting to this stage. It's very brave of workers, isn't it, to be coming out again in a mass rally?
I think we are stronger together, both as individuals in our workplaces, as sub-branches and as a union, and today is both a celebration of that and a demonstration of our resolve that we should have a funding model that works and an EBA that meets the needs of staff, students and meets the expectations of the broader community in terms of what they want their public schools to look like.
Yeah, what are you doing here? Tell me why you're here.
Well, I shouldn't speak for my branch. I'm here because it's an unprecedented situation where a state Labor government has decided to go around our union. So for me, it's more about protest or lack of protest, what I believe to be doffing of the hat process with a Labor government. So while the conditions themselves aren't really good in terms of school funding, how dare a Labor government go around our union to set up my conditions? So as far as I'm concerned, they can go get started.
Elaborate on that. Yeah, well, elaborate on that. Tell me about what you mean. Is that in relation to putting out a social media post saying it had all been accepted when it hadn't been?
No, we all received a vote. It didn't go through negotiation with our union executive. We received a vote in our email. That was everybody, unionist and non-unionist. No problem with that. But they excluded the union executive from that discussion with that latest.
Oh, really?
Set of conditions, absolutely. And that has, in my memory, never been done before. And I've been through Kennett the whole lot. So that, to me, is a breach of confidence and trust with how a state Labor government should operate.
Why are you here?
We're here to try and get fully funded schools. So it's not just about, we hear a lot about the pay rise for teachers. It's not about the pay rise. This is not why we're here. It is about getting the resources for our schools to be able to give our kids the best education we can, which is currently what the Allan government is not doing.
Now, this is the second time you guys have had a mass rally. Last offer was considerably better than the previous one, but it was still voted down. I mean, you wouldn't have even got that second offer, basically, unless you'd come out in the streets. That's
correct.
What I'm getting at.
Correct. But as I said, in the media, we hear a lot about the teacher pay and about how the teachers have rejected a pay offer. But what they're not telling you is in those offers that were given, there was nothing about giving additional funding to schools to supply for kids. Absolutely nothing. So, and that's why we're out here today, because it's really important that we have the resources to be able to give our kids. So I work in a school. I can tell you that we've had staff with broken arms that have been suffered from students. We have limited ES staff. It would be amazing to be able to have extra resources, to have extra staff to be able to assist with these kids. And that's ultimately what it is. We hear that, Victoria's an education state, but we are failing by not providing resources for these kids. The kids can't learn.
I've heard that you want a transformational EBA, a change, a big change.
A big change would be great, but really we need improvements in school funding. That's ultimately what we need.
What about the funding that they give to private schools?
well, it wouldn't be nice if we could get that too. Why is the public supporting private schools? They're private schools. Public education is to give a free education to all Victorian students. So why are we funding private schools? Shouldn't our public education system be just as good, if not better, than a private school?
Setting the standard.
Yeah, it really should be. If we're providing a free education to our kids, why is it not at that standard? Why is it that they're having to fund private schools? They shouldn't be. So, let's get some more funding for public education. That would be great.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Oh, just protesting about the teachers, and I'm an ES staff, and we just want a pay rise. Yeah.
This is their second mass rally, they did put a better offer.
Yeah.
It's obvious that rallying works.
Yeah, it does. It does. When we're all come together, and then schools close, and then the government might think and change and put a new offer in.
How long have you been working as an ES?
17 years.
Okay, and have you seen any changes that have been improvements?
A little bit, not a lot, but a little bit.
Okay, and so now this is both teachers and your group working together to get a result, isn't it? Because it's an industry union.
Correct, yeah, we are. We're trying to get a better offer.
Are a lot of your members here?
Not yet. They're taking the train up and they're coming down from the peninsula on their way up.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for that.
Do you want to tell me why you're here today?
Yeah, so I'm new to the teaching profession in the last 3 years, and I'm shocked at how much teachers are expected to work unpaid voluntarily.
Okay, so where did you come from?
I was in financial services, working here in the CBD.
Okay, and you wanted to give back to community, is that what?
Well, I think it's a case you get to a certain age and one industry says it's time to move on, so I embraced teaching, and best decision I've ever made.
Okay, right. And so this is the second mass rally, and a better offer was put forward. But people are talking about needing a transformation in the EBA. Is that something why you're here today?
Oh, absolutely. So there comes a time. Throwing money at the problem isn't the answer. People want their lives back, and it's time to get some balance back in. So first things first, government offering 4 years smells of they want to stitch us up next time. 3 years is a better deal, it shows commitment to the long term. That and the fact that all they're doing is putting money on the table, not actually looking seriously at our working hours and our unpaid hours and cutting meetings by half. We're still at school, it doesn't save us anything. We need real time back in our lives and so do our families.
And so it sounds like the government doesn't really understand educational systems.
That's our impression. So we would encourage the negotiators to come and actually spend a day in our schools and our classrooms and then go back to the negotiating table. Just step into our lives for a moment, see the burdens we carry, see the work we put in for our students, inside and outside hours, and then have another think about our worth and the value we're bringing to community.
Now, one of the things that I've always wondered about is the amount of money that's given by government to private schools. I mean, I was actually educated in a private school, but so Catholic school, but people were expected to pay fees. It seems interesting to me that public schools are suffering while private schools are getting large slices of public money.
Yeah, look, I think that's a distraction from what we're here for. My kids also went to private school. I'm very happy with those choices. In this case, I want the best for all kids, and our state government has enough money to make it happen in the public system if they turn their mind to it.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
I'm wondering, can you tell me why you're here today?
I'm here today because I would like better conditions at work in terms of class sizes, reduction in workload. It's just overwhelming all the time.
Okay, and do you work, where do you work?
I work out in the north. Yeah.
Primary, secondary?
I'm primary, sorry. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's right across the sector.
It's right across, yeah. I have friends in high school, in other schools around the state, and it's the same thing. I'm burnt out. I'm 40. And I'm ready to give up. My daughter is here with me today, and I don't know how long I can do this for. I just would like to be appreciated, like to be shown appreciation. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the second mass rally, and the last offer was slightly better than before. Mm-hmm. So obviously rallying works.
Yeah, it does. And I think it's shown that it's, people say it's all about the money. It's obviously not about the money. Because we're here, it's obviously not about the money. You know, like, I'm at the top of the scale. That it's a significant improvement, but if it was about the money, everyone would have said yes. So
thanks very much.
Right, yes, I'm here because teachers need to be valued, principals need to be valued, education support staff need to be valued, and the government needs to start to listen to us and value us.
And now finally we're going to hear from a secondary teacher, Simon.
Friends, colleagues and comrades, it is a privilege and a pleasure to be here as part of this wonderful demonstration of union, of strength and of solidarity. My name is Simon and I work at a secondary school that serves a diverse and a disadvantaged community. Two-thirds of our students speak another language at home, and we have classrooms like so many here with many and complex needs in them. But we are a high-performing school thanks to our teachers, to our ES and our school leaders. The state government does not give us the funding that we need. So as teachers, as ES and as leaders, we are forced to triage. We have to make the hard decisions. And that means one thing, that student need goes unmet. Which means that our students are not equipped to do their best and some disengage from their education. And I know, and you know, that that's mirrored all over the state. We know that that's not good enough. Is that good enough?
No!
Is that good enough?
No!
Staff at my school and all around the state know that proper funding will give us the time that we need to work with those that need it in class, to hire more inclusion aides so that every student can achieve, to restore the tutor program, to ensure that our learning spaces meet the learning needs of our students, and that we can provide the wellbeing support that every single one of our students needs. It will allow us to reduce our class sizes and, crucially, to grow the profession so that every child can achieve their best. Is that what we want?
Yes!
Because I want every child in the state to be able to have that light bulb moment in class when it all makes sense. And we are here waiting for the people in that building to have that light bulb moment and do what needs to be done. Yes! The lack of funding that we have means that us, AU members, have to step up and fill the gaps. We step up as therapists. We step up as behavioural psychologists. We step up as language teachers. We step up as mentors, as social coaches, as providers of food and drink and comfort and kindness and care, as well as being peer observers, educational researchers and dozens of other things. And my friends, it is exhausting. We feel it at the end of every day, at the end of every week, at the end of every month and at the end of every term and every year. And it is not good enough, and we deserve better. Do we deserve better?
Yes!
Do we deserve better?
Yes!
Full funding means one thing, that we can put the student where they belong, at the centre, with their learning and their well-being. Staff and students deserve better from this government. It is public schools that do the heaviest lifting, and it is about time that this government recognise that. Until they do, we need to keep talking, keep recruiting, keep organising in our sub-branches, in our schools, in our communities, until we can get this done together. Because, my friends, take a moment and look around you. We are stronger together. So until the job is done, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and keep fighting the good fight. Thank you.